It's time to talk Tiger football with Coach Jack Bangers. Fall City comes off a tough loss last week to Omaha Brown on top of Coach. 16-14, the final score. You came up on the short side of the scoreboard, unfortunately. I know that when, well, that game's just a gut punch to the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we kind of, between injuries and self-inflicted wounds and things like that, we knew we'd have to play really well to get out of there. Brown on Talbot's better than they were last year. You know, we thought we were in position to win that game, and some things didn't go our way, and we couldn't get the W. So we just resetting this week and trying to get back on the winning track and get right this week against Conestoga.
And unfortunately, boy, it just goes in cycles. One year, some teams have injuries. Next year, nobody has them. This year, it must be the Tigers' year for injuries because, boy, your kids are getting beat up here in the early season.
Yeah, we went in Friday night with 21 guys on our roster, you know, that could go, that, you know, were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Or healthy-ish, and then, you know, just guys being ineligible, things like that. And I think, you know, it's caused some real thought about what's the future of football look like here, because it's really hard to compete in 11-man football if you can't have enough guys to practice. I think the other thing that people have to understand is our poor JV guys lifted all summer. You know, they practice every day, and they're not getting a chance to get better through JV games because we don't have enough guys. And I think that's really a big thing. So it's causing some major conversations within our school. I think probably it should be causing some conversations around the county and really in rural Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who loves football, I'm worried about it. Our participation numbers, you know, just are not where they should be. And it's not just a Fall City thing. It's bigger than that.
Right.
And so what happens is these injuries, or, you know, if kids aren't eligible, things like that, really affects your ability to put a team out there that can win. I know Brownell's coach and I had a conversation after the game about it. They're feeling it, and they have 30 more boys in their school than we have, you know. So it's a bigger thing. I don't know what's going on in society. It's concerning to somebody who loves this game, but it's not just us. It's everywhere right now.
Yeah, certainly, as we read every year about certain teams, well, we're not going to be able to play football this year, or we're going to scrap or just play a JV schedule, and some don't even get to do that. And that's another thing. You've lost, what, 2 weeks of JV games now due to you just don't have the numbers, and so that hinders future getting better.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Like, next year, we're going to graduate 12 seniors, right? And we have 27. We had 27 to start the year on our roster. So you lose 12, that leaves you at 15, right?
Right.
Well, the majority of those, the biggest group, are your freshmen. And those freshmen who will probably be starting varsity next year are getting zero reps in games
mm-hmm.
right now. And it's looking like we're going to struggle to even get a JV game in. Right now, our defense, our linebackers, all three of our starting linebackers at the varsity level, at the beginning of the year, were slated to be our JV linebacking core.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we're playing with our JV linebackers are starting varsity. So you can't go play JV and have them get hurt, because now you're putting a freshman out there who's learning the game, should be playing JV, and asking them to go out there and play against 18-year-old kids. You know, and I know when I took the job 4 years ago, Blakely, you know, ended up starting quarterback for us as a freshman, but he also had four seniors up front,
mm-hmm.
you know, protecting him. So this is a different thing that I've not seen here. It's definitely a challenge. And I think, you know, there's just some serious conversations that have to be had within our community about what the future of football looks like. Cause I know Sacred Heart's struggling too. And so it's just one of those things that, do we continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect the same result? And, I don't know what the answer is, John, but all I can tell you is our coaches and our kids, we're all bought in. We're going to do the best we can, and we're going to try to get out of there with a win on Friday and get some guys back in another week and keep competing and try to make a run for the playoffs.
Right, and that's all you can do. This week, Conestoga, the opponent at Conestoga. Tell me what we're getting into here Friday night.
Well, they're not as big. So their line is a little bit smaller. They're fast. Their quarterback is a really good athlete. They like to sling it around a little bit. Defensively, they run I don't know. They'll stack their linebackers, so it almost looks like a 3-3 kind of set.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they'll pop out and make it look more like a traditional 3-4. I'm a little curious what they will run. They've played Arlington, which is kind of a double wing team. So, you know, whenever you scout in a defense and they're running double wing, everybody changes everything for that kind of offense. So it's hard for us to know. But their first game they played against Bergen, and Bergen does some of the things we do, screens. They'll get in spread and spread things out a little bit. So in that game, they were probably more of a 3-4 set. So it'll be interesting to see how they play us, because we can get in a heavy set with, you know, two tight ends, but we'll also get in a 10 personnel with no tight ends. So we're kind of preparing for that. Nothing really too crazy that would throw us off or that we haven't seen before.
Well, Coach, we'll call it good for the Coach's Show this morning. Now, we remind everybody the Tigers are on the air tonight, coming up on KTNC, 7 o'clock kickoff. Coach, good luck tonight to the Tigers.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
That's our Fall City Coaches Show for this week.